Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, but number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by the Queen of Scotland, Lana Wolf.
Hi!
So Lana, how would you describe what you do?
How would I describe what I do? I'm an OnlyFans bird.
Yeah.
But I have recently delved into professional scenes as well.
Right, yes, yeah.
With the hopes of doing some more of that. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm a content creator. Like, yeah. I do TikTok and YouTube too.
Yeah.
But mostly OnlyFans is the breadwinner.
Yeah, I mean, mostly I've seen you sort of berating house slaves.
I guess I'm a dominatrix.
Yeah,
too.
You are.
But the thing is that, right, so when you say, you know, what do you do? How I answered was like my job. Mm. But the dominatrix bit is actually a lifestyle. So I don't actually do that for money per se.
Really?
So like all of the house slaves that I have, they come over and it's completely like a free thing.
Right.
So, like, I don't get paid to do that. Like, I guess in a roundabout way, I might get paid, like, via the OnlyFans and the...
Yeah.
And the kind of the social media aspect of it. But, yeah, that's just very much a lifestyle
that
I'm in.
How many do you have?
Well, I've got three that I see, like, on a regular basis. So, it's, like, normally it's on, like, a fortnightly basis. So, like, they'll come over for, you know, an evening, like 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, but two of them, it's every 2 weeks. One of them I see all the time because they're my slave driver. So I don't drive. So I can't drive a car. Like, I've always been too scared to do it. And I've just never, ever done it. Like, it's never, ever been something that I've wanted to do. Mm. I'm a passenger princess. You know, some people are meant to be driven.
I totally agree. Yeah, yeah.
So I do have probably my main slave, who drives me everywhere. So, like, I'll literally be like, I need to go to the airport for 6 a.m. You need to come and get me. So they'll literally drive, like, an hour from their house to my house to then get me to the airport, and then they'll drive back, like, in the middle of the night. It's great.
So do you think it's fair to say you are the Queen of Scotland, then?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say so. I think I'm certainly the Queen of OnlyFans Scotland.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anyone else that... I mean, I'm sure there are other girls that do OnlyFans, but I don't think there's anyone quite on the same level.
Yeah. I would say I'm, like, the Queen of... Hertfordshire, maybe?
Yeah. And the Philippines.
Oh, forgot. Oh, yes, of course. My huge Filipino audience. So, yeah, I am the Queen of the Philippines.
Do you know, I'm actually quite big in Vietnam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so at one point in 2021, I went viral for getting my boobs out on a train. Shout out to the OGs that will know this story. But I was going down to London, actually, on a train from Scotland with the Tartan Army to support Scotland in the Euros in 2021. I got my boobs out just randomly, like, for a photo. You know, these guys were like, oh, Lana, like, come and get a photo with us. So I just, you know, got the girls out. And this photo, and bearing in mind, I hadn't even got to my destination yet. I had no makeup on. I looked disgusting. I was, like, half cut because I'd been drinking on the train with a pal. And I looked disgusting, just randomly got my tits out. And then this photo went viral, but I mean, like, worldwide. So, like, I was on the news and, like, Finland, like, Vietnam, like, all these
random
places.
Not on Twitter?
No, like, on the television.
What?
Yeah, like, so, like, I was getting sent on Instagram.
Oh, like the guy who had the flare in his butt for the, like, so you were, like, the female version of that?
I don't know, yeah.
Wait, during the Euros, there was an English guy with a flare in his butt that went viral. So you were, like,
I remember it was a crazy time for me. Like, people were sending me, like, podcasts in different languages that people were speaking about.
Oh my god!
Like the boob picture, and I was on the news in Vietnam. I remember I had like a huge influx of followers from Vietnam, like all messaging me in Vietnamese, and I was like, "Well, it's nice to know I'm big in Vietnam."
Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean, have you been there?
No, I'd love to go though. Apparently, the atmosphere in the city is like amazing.
You were just in Thailand.
I was in Thailand, and everyone was saying if you like Bangkok, which I did, because a lot of people bitch about Bangkok, but I thought Bangkok had a really cool fetish scene. Oh, I did a bit of shibari content.
Okay,
did you see when I got tied up in ropes? They said if you really like Bangkok, then you should try Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
And their main city, I can't remember what it's called, but apparently it's really nice. So yeah, maybe another time.
Yes, another time. Vietnam, she'll be coming.
Yes,
you'll know. So, what do you call your house slaves?
What do I call them? Well, I call them pet gimps because I was trying to think of a word that I could say on social media that wouldn't get me shadow banned. Obviously,
because
normally I call them like slave and their name. So to their face, and when I save them on my phone and stuff, it's always, you know, slave David, slave Andy, slave Barry, slave Jack. And then on OnlyFans, it's the same. I'll always call them slave and their name. But then obviously I thought, I don't know if slave was going to get me shadow banned. So I like changed it to pet gimps. But then because I thought gimp would be like a bit softer. And obviously in Scotland as well, like you call anything a gimp, like you fucking gimp.
Right.
Like, oh, he's acting like such a gimp. Like, I don't know. Like it seems more like of a softer word.
Did you see the Somerset gimp, he was on the news and he was like this guy who was going around dressed as a gimp and he was like running around but he was like scaring people. It was like in Somerset. What? And like the headline was like Somerset gimp arrested. I'll insert picture here of the Somerset gimp.
Do you know who's given me serious gimp vibes recently?
Who?
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kanye West, come on, man.
Yes.
Literally kicking about in a full black outfit and the mask, getting his girlfriend to dress all sexy dominatrix. So he's definitely giving me gimp vibes, and I can tell a gimp when I see one.
What gives you gimp vibes? Do you like sense that in a person? Like, how do you?
I mean, I've never met Kanye West.
He
definitely tries to give off like the bigger bravado, but maybe that's overcompensating for some of the, you know, gimpy bedroom habits. We never know, and we probably will never know, but I don't know. I feel like I normally can tell a gimp just because they will be, I guess, a little bit simpy. Like, so if I meet somebody and they're just very keen to, like, I mean, there's gentlemanly, but then there's really gentlemanly, and like calling me miss,
like milady,
milady, or like miss and yes miss and things like that. Like, they like to give subtle hints that they're a gimp, and then I can obviously exploit that.
On the floor. Yeah. But yours have like a football twist, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, so I'm a Rangers fan.
Right.
And I guess the first time that I started getting big in Scotland and when I went viral for the first time was because I did a video where I was in a full Rangers kit and I pegged a slave that was in a Celtic kit. And the timing was perfect because Rangers were on a winning streak. Like, it was we hadn't won the SPFL Premier, like the Scottish Prem, basically. We hadn't won it for like so long. Celtic were about to get 10 in a row, and we stopped their 10 in a row by getting Rangers 55. So we won. So it was like amazing time, and that obviously wasn't planned or anything like that. Like, I literally just came up with the idea. Like, I've always been a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
I came up with the idea. Like, I'd been doing OnlyFans for maybe a year or so, and I thought, oh my god, I have to peg a Celtic fan. And then it just so happened to be like the perfect timing and the perfect storm, essentially. And it went really viral for me. So yeah, I guess I was like one of the first football girls.
Yes.
There are millions of them now.
Would you like to tell them who is the queen of football OnlyFans?
I'm definitely the original football dom.
Okay.
I'm not sure if anyone else has actually done the football domination, but yeah, I was definitely I'm definitely the original and the first. But yeah, so every single Old Firm, so the Old Firm is the big rivalry between Rangers and Celtic, and it's renowned. Like, everybody knows, like, that Rangers and Celtic have the biggest, most serious rivalry, you know, probably in Europe. The world, potentially, because I'm not sure. Well, I think football's bigger than like, bigger in Europe anyway. Yeah. So it was really the perfect most humiliating like thing that I could do like to my rival team, and I really feel like, you know, it maybe spurred the team on. Yes. That year to so basically I'm the reason that Rangers won. You know what I mean? Okay, yeah. So I am the reason.
I'm also the reason why a lot of good things happen in the world. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
We have that in common then.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I don't normally do podcasts, so I'm kind of rambling on.
A podcast is for rambling. That's what we're here to do.
And I'm a bit conscious of my Crocs in shot now. Yeah. I thought I was being so slick. I thought, you know what? No one's going to see down there. I'll be, you know, maybe knee up. So I've got, you know, the cleavage top, but...
The Crocs are important to show that you, even though you're a dom, you're also humble.
I'm a humble dom. Mate, I've had slaves worship my Crocs before. You don't have to be wearing a high-heeled boot to get worshipped.
Well, I have done OnlyFans content in Crocs.
Have?
Yeah. I was like, I need to mix
you
it
can
up.
Keep your Crocs yeah, on.
Exactly. So I was like, the thing is, though, no one liked it or enjoyed it or asked for it. But I said, you know what? I'm going to get naked and pose in some Crocs. And you lot are going to fucking enjoy it. Yeah. And...
But I bet they found that sexier because it's just that confidence of, you know what?
Yeah, true.
I'm going to make this sexy. So yes. You all have a kink for this now. I have decided.
When did you start OnlyFans then?
So I was actually a stripper first.
Okay, yeah.
So I was always a stripper ever since I was like 18. Mm. Cam girl a little bit, but mostly stripper.
Yeah.
And I stripped in Magaluf, Tenerife, and New York. New York was probably the big
Wait,
fancy
which was
one
the best one to strip in, do you think, out of all those?
I mean, New York was a great experience because it's New York. The strip clubs are run very differently, a bit stricter.
Oh my God,
and a bit
they,
like...
Are they run by the mafia?
I think they're all run by the mafia, yeah. Yeah, and it's, like, really weird. Like, you feel very anonymous in a New York strip club because there's so many girls from all over the world that just come and go.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Magaluf, because I was living in Magaluf, everyone was British. Mm. I was in the same club with the same girls all year, well, all summer. Mm. I probably had a better time as far as, like, I had friends and I had a community.
Wholesome family.
New York was awesome because I got to be in New York and I was solo and anonymous. So I could... in a sense, do whatever I wanted, but, you know, and obviously met friends along the way and sugar daddies.
I mean, I think most people are like, oh, OnlyFans, it's like encouraging girls to do more sex work. But I was like, but everyone I know, including myself and other OnlyFans, they were all doing sex work like before OnlyFans.
It seemed like the natural progression, but I remember actually there was a time after I stripped...
Mm.
That I went back to a normal job, and get this, I was working for a Christian organization, so I would pray with my Christian organization before work in the morning.
What was the organization doing?
A charity that helps homeless people in Scotland. I won't name it, but people could probably work it out. But they would literally make you do like a morning prayer, but then at the weekend I was going to the strip club at the weekend. Yeah, so, and they had no idea. So I had this, like, double life. And then when OnlyFans started getting big, I obviously got myself on that.
Mm.
And then I bought my first property. And as soon as I got the keys to my flat, I was like, well, I have, like, the security now. So I ended up quitting the Christian organization. Because I thought, you know, I obviously tried to go back into, like, a normal 9-to-5 job. And I'm still doing the fucking stripping and the OnlyFans on the side. So I was like, I obviously just want to do that.
Mm.
And then what happens? Lockdown hit.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, I've quit my job. I can't get furlough. Mm. But luckily I was in the right place at the right time. And when OnlyFans kind of blew up and then, you know, I did the viral football idea. And then, before long, I was like, absolutely fine. Like, I was set.
Yeah.
And then, fast forward 2 years, I bought Wolf Manor, which is the 5-bedroom converted church that you see in all my content.
And that's it up in Scotland, right?
It is.
So how does a gimp get invited to Wolf Manor for the gimps at home?
Do you know, this is probably my most asked question.
Really?
Like, if you go on any of my, like, my OnlyFans messages, my Twitter messages, Instagram messages, everybody wants to come to Wolf Manor. And the thing is, it's like, the number one rule of like meets, if you, whether you escort or dom, is you never invite people into your own home because it's just a recipe for disaster, which is why for me it has to be a lifestyle thing. It can't be a work thing. So unfortunately it has, it is invite only. Like it is very kind of, it's like an exclusive club. Like
you gotta be like friends.
Like so most of the slaves that I see, I've met through other sex workers, they've kind of given me references, or I've just really thought they were funny. So like one of, so actually there's a guy, I don't know if I should even, fine, I'll tell you. There's a guy that actually works with me now. He's a comedian, but he started off as a slave. But I just really, really thought he was great. Like, I just thought he was brilliant. And I was like, oh my God, I need you to be in my life. And then they were sort of like a slave, but now they're not really a slave anymore. But yeah, they're still like very much part of the Wolf Manor family.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got loads of people doing different things for me. And
do you call them like your wolf pups or not?
Well, sorry, I've stuttered. Sometimes I call them the wolf pack.
Okay.
So I'm the alpha wolf, obviously, and everyone else is my betas.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm like, oh no, actually the other day I thought I said I was an alpha. I think I'm an alpha. But yeah. I could also maybe be sigma. I don't know. But I think I'm a, an alpha. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah,
Last time, didn't we? Yes, I'm an alpha.
We agreed on that last time, apparently.
Yeah. Yes. He is paid to agree with me. Well, not quite.
I was going to say, we'll find out in the hotel after the podcast day. We can,
Will I become the beta? Yeah, we will have to see that, won't we? I have a challenge for you.
Oh, dear.
Because you are the Dom Queen of Scotland, okay? I thought that the people, the gimps and the simps at home, okay, they want to be humiliated by you, okay? And I'll do a bit of humiliating as well of you beta cuck bitches that are there. And I thought maybe you could, like, humiliate them for some, like, basic tasks that they haven't done. So I wondered if you could maybe, what we'll do here, if you could maybe talk into the camera and maybe give the audience at home a telling off, because unfortunately they've got to take the bins out and the bins didn't get collected.
Okay, so I'm talking to one of my slaves and they have forgotten to take the bins out.
Yes.
And they need punished.
Yeah.
They need a right telling off.
Quickly.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Do you think you can just waltz into Wolf Manor and forget to take the fucking bins out? What do you think I have you here for? What is the point of having you here if you're not going to be any use to me and do as you're fucking told? Get on the floor now. That's it. Fucking beg for my forgiveness. Slave. Worthless. I'm going to make you eat the fucking trash out of the bin for that insolence. Yeah, you won't be forgetting that anytime soon, will you?
Is that perfect. Right. I love that.
Yeah.
I felt like I was about to get on the floor.
Yeah. Eat my fucking crop.
Right, I'm going to do one now. Okay? So, come to me, camera. Right. So, this... Right, so someone... A little... pathetic loser, right, was answering their work emails and they replied to the work email to reply all instead of reply to sender, and now these people have just sent an unnecessary email to everyone in their office that no one needed to read. So this is what I've got to say to you. Okay, let me get in my Dom vibe. Okay, right, okay. You pathetic little weasel, I cannot believe you are so stupid that you said reply all instead of reply to sender. Is your eyesight as bad as your penis? Because your penis must be terrible if you can't even send the right email to the right person. You need to shut up and wank in the corner or something, because that is awful. How dare you? You need to shut up and you need to think before you reply, you beta cuck bitch.
I love it.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, inspiring.
I think
you just need a little bit more of an aggressive tone.
Right,
maybe.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because they need to know that you really mean business. Yeah. It's like talking to a dog, even just the tone of your voice, they need to be like...
Yeah, that's... You know, yeah.
Just, it's fine.
Okay.
You're almost there.
Well, next time someone fucks up, I'm going to really go to town on them. Yeah.
Like just anyone in the street. Yeah, I'm just practicing.
Yeah,
if someone
forgets to thank the bus driver, they better be wary, because I'm gonna be there around the corner, shaking my fist.
God, I don't want to be there.
But so yeah, hopefully everyone that's just orgasmed can still focus on the podcast. And we've got some very important topics to discuss, including dick ratings.
Ooh.
So do you get, I would say the number one thing I get requested is dick ratings. Yeah. Is yours the same?
Dick ratings and custom videos.
Yeah. What is it about dick rating? Why is dick rating such a popular thing? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because they know it's definitely a custom video for them. Mm. So unless you're doing an actual custom video where you say their name and stuff, like a dick rate, you might even say their name and then you'll describe the photo that they've sent you, so they know that you're looking at them. I don't really get the fascination with men, you know, because they send dick pics to anyone anyway, right? Even before I did OnlyFans, my inbox was full of dick pics. That I don't really get, because women, we don't do that. We don't send pictures of our fanny flaps.
Oh, well.
Okay, I shouldn't have spoken for all females. But. Yeah.
Oh. Whoops.
Do you know what I mean, though? Okay, the girls watching will know what I mean.
Yeah.
Men have this obsession with women seeing how big and pointy it is.
Mm.
So I guess they just want the, I don't know, validation.
I think I feel like a lot are also they're just insecure. They want to know it's normal. I have some of those as well.
Mm.
I think they're a bit tell me what it's like, is it okay?
I get the opposite. I'm like, bully me, mistress, tell me how small it is.
I get all across the scale. So I think I get a bit of bullying, and then I get some who I think just want to know it's okay and normal, and then others where it's they want to show off and you just be like big willy.
I just get a lot of they just want an honest dick rate where, my dick rates are quite good, because they're quite long for starters, and I really do just grow into all the details of everything on the photo, because I want them to know it's not just a generic thing that I say to everyone. It is really tailored to them. For me, there's no point in doing a custom video unless you're going to make it really custom and personalized. So
you say
that's what I do. Yeah. But I'll never just say oh yeah, it's fine, it's great, if it's not. I'm very honest. I've said to people before, it's great, the size is there, the length is there, but mate, you have to shave those pubes. I would not suck it if the pubes were like that. So get it trimmed, and then you can send me a new photo, and then you can pay for another dick rate, and I'll rate it again once you've improved.
So you're giving life advice as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
Honestly, I'm not sure what it is, but I think guys, they love even the honesty, right? See, I honestly think that makes them come harder. They love a little bit of truth.
But you'll really go in, so you'll really describe a vein. You'll be like, look, that vein, you point them out.
I'll describe everything. It's sometimes even if I see stuff in the background, I'm like, mate, you should probably tidy up your bedroom, But next time
I have actually said that to someone before. I was like, look, it's all right, but look, maybe just give you
I think you need to sweep your carpet. Like, yeah. Is it, like, it is a bit, you know.
I always try to find, obviously, I don't want to just be completely negative unless they've asked for it. So I'll always try to find things that are really good. And then maybe, like, one thing that isn't perfect, because I think they want honesty and they want a bit of truth. So, yeah, it's no fun if you're just going to be like, oh, my God, it's 10 out of 10. It's so big and I just want to fuck it. I don't know. I think if they ask for an honest rating, they want something to improve on. Maybe it goes back to what you were saying, that they kind of want, like, advice, or they want to know that it looks good or it's okay or something.
Yeah, maybe. They're like, what's my cock like? And then they're like, what career should I go into? Career advice. Administration. But, so I thought we are going to rate some cocks now.
Oh, fantastic.
So I've got a line of 10 men outside who are about to walk in, and we're going to rate them. No, I've actually got some celebrity cocks.
Ooh. I wonder if I've seen them before.
I think these, you might have.
Oh.
Yeah. I've heard that these men do tend to slide into DMs.
Oh, no.
So, right, we are going to rate some cocks. So, the first one that I have is Homer Simpson. How would you rate Homer Simpson's cock, Lana Wolf?
So, how do you want me to do it? So, do you want me to say, like, pretend like Homer's just sent me it?
Yeah. This is an honest
rating
for Homer Simpson. He has sent this to you.
I'd say, well, Homer, I have to rate the confidence that you have to send me not only your cock, but your stomach, your face, your arms, and your feet.
Yeah.
You've sent me your whole body. So props to you. You're very, very confident. And you're very good looking. I love a dad bod, you know. And proportionately, that cock, I would say it's pretty damn good for your body. You know.
Is he cut?
He is. You've got a lovely circumcised penis, Homer.
Right.
And you've got a nice big mushroom suckable helmet head. And that cock, it's nice and straight. Although the thing is, babe, is I can't give you a 10 out of 10 because you've only sent me one photo.
Oh.
So I can't see all the different angles of your cock. I haven't seen what it looks like when it's, you know, spurting that man juice. So maybe we might have to do another dick rating down the line where, you know, you send me a few more pictures so I can give it a more accurate rating. But yeah. I'd probably give you a good 9 out of 10, babes.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a pretty, like, solid, decent dick. I like the colour. I think yellow's pretty good. It's like, you don't see many yellow penises anymore. So, yeah. Jaundice is in. So, I like it. 7 out of 10 for Homer Simpson. Now, the next one we have the guy from Monsters, Inc. I don't even know.
To be honest, I'm getting a bit turned on.
I don't know what the name of that monster is. Sully.
It's given me, like, you know that freak toys.
Yeah.
It looks like something I've got in my dungeon.
Like, yeah, the alien dildos, whatever.
So I would probably say that, actually. Like, I would bring the wolf manner into it if I was doing the stick rate, and I'd be like, oh, hey, Sully. I believe that's his name, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
Sullivan. That cock, wow, that looks just like something I've got in my dungeon. That big dragon dildo that I've got.
Do you think it's furry?
I would say this. No, it doesn't look furry. So that cock is so big, it belongs in a fucking circus.
Oh.
Look at you, circus freak. You belong in a cage where I can poke and prod you.
That's probably what I would say. Yeah, I mean, I would say he's probably... I love that he's just, like, so jacked as well. Like, I'm just like, who the fuck drew this? I would say, yeah, that is a stupid big cock. Yeah. I would say it's probably a bit too big,
yeah,
to be honest. So I would knock a few points off for it. But it's interesting that the purple, the tip is purple and the rest is blue. I guess I'd give it a 7 out of 10, I think.
7 out of 10.
Yeah. Next up, we have... So this hasn't been drawn by... This was actually in The Simpsons.
This was actually in The Simpsons.
No, this one actually was. That's a screenshot from the... So it's Ned Flanders.
Oh, well, that's a little bit blur... Oh, yeah, but it's huge. I love that's how they've wrote... Yeah. That's how they've drawn...
That was in Ned the Flanders. Actual Simpsons.
So this is his actual... Yeah. This isn't fanfic. This is a real... Well... A real Simpson penis.
Yes.
So, yeah, Ned Flanders is, he's always drawn as being, like, incredibly, like, ripped, isn't he?
Yeah. He's, like, he's a bit of a, like, gay icon, I'd say, Ned Flanders, maybe. You know, he's got that sort of, like...
Yeah. Or, like, or, you know, like, the whole thing of the quiet ones are always the worst, you know? Like, he's, like, this goody two-shoes, but then underneath it's, like...
Yes.
He is God.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ned Flanders, I mean, apart from the fact that he doesn't know this photo is being taken. So I feel slightly uncomfortable.
Voyeurism.
Let's pretend like he posed for this.
Yeah.
So Ned Flanders, yeah, we've got a little bit of armpit action there with the, that's kind of kinky.
Yes, people do like armpits. Yeah. That is a thing.
Lickable. That stash does things to me, I can't lie.
Mm.
But if we're talking about the cock, yeah, Ned, you know, that looks like a grower.
Yes.
No, it looks like a shower, not a grower. Oh, shower,
yeah.
Because, you know, that's already a there. Long, flaccid penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'd need to get a bit more detailed photos to make an accurate rating because it is a little bit blurred. But it's funny how they've only blurred the top of it because it's so long, it's, like, longer than the blur. But yeah, definitely a shower. Sheesh, imagine how much it would grow to.
Jesus. Right, let's do one more.
Okay.
Peter Griffin.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh.
What do you think?
He's in a car with Paris Hilton. Yeah. Well, I know. Well, it's shaven. That's my first reaction is like, you know, very pink, very shaven. Mm. There's not a single fucking ball hair on that sack. Again, it looks cut, circumcised, unless the foreskin's pulled back and we don't see. But he's got a juicy mushroom head, looks relatively straight.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not sure, we'd have to see it hard because I'm assuming this is a flaccid penis.
Yeah, I think so.
I wonder if you can see it.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to rate when it's flaccid. But to be honest, I'm not going to rate it very high because I really don't like it when men are like so closely shaved like that. I feel like I really like it when they're shaved so that all the hair is the same length and it's quite short. But I don't like it when like it's completely shaved because
looks a bit
prepubescent. Prepubescent or like a bit feminine maybe.
I would probably give that one like, I mean it's hard to tell that it's floppy. 6 out of 10 maybe, I would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has potential.
It has potential.
Yeah, I would say.
And we
so.
Love a dad bod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Married.
Yeah. There was one more. Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, actually.
Oh, for God's sake. So, firstly, this is more on my level with the pubes.
Oh, see, yeah.
So, this is like... Yeah, so obviously his chest is quite hairy, is quite long. If it was like that on his pubes, like, I wouldn't be too happy. But the fact that it is considerably less hairy on his dick, but there's still... hair there. That's what I like, personally.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I prefer Harry.
He's got a good body. I'm not sure that the era of Beauty and the Beast had the telephone technology for a selfie, but maybe I'm just being picky. If you're going to do fan fiction, do it correctly.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, it should really be an oil painting rather than like a fucking selfie. But that was actually from, like, I found that. It was, like, an article, and someone had drawn, like, this particular artist had drawn, like, all the Disney princes.
Oh, really?
As in their nudes. And I was but like, wow.
It's, it looks a bit like a, oh, well, actually, I was going to say a Tinder photo, but I guess maybe more of a Grindr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Grindr photo.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't, yeah, you can't post nudes on Tinder.
No, you can't. No. I've tried.
Are you banned from the dating apps?
Yeah,
are
every
you?
Single one. But the thing is like I've recently, well, when I say recently, maybe last year, tried to go back on one, and they like with a different number and stuff. So I've been banned from them before, but I tried to go back on with like a different number, and then people
as
report
yourself.
Me as a catfish. Yeah, but they report me as a catfish
because
they think they're like, oh well, that can't be the real Lana Wolf. So they all report me, and I'm like. So I get deleted as a catfish. I'm like, but no, it's me. But then, I mean, I've tried to verify myself and stuff, but nah, they're just not having any of it. I think they know that I'm an OnlyFans bird, so they're like, nah, fuck off.
I've not actually been banned from dating apps.
No.
I banned myself from them. This is just fucking depressing. Banned myself, but yeah, no. No, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a successful date on a...
No. App. I realised the other day, I was like, I had been using dating apps for like 10 years. And I was and I was like, I hadn't actually ever really met anyone I liked on there. So I was like, maybe it's not working.
Yeah.
So maybe just stop. Yeah. So, you recently, you've been doing some more like professional... porn, right? You were just shot with browsers.
Yeah, so I just won an award actually.
Oh,
so
my
first ever porn scene, like a professional porn scene that I did, was for Brazzers with Danny D, and it was called Porn Stars in Space. And I actually won it was like the best feature sex scene of the whole of Europe.
Oh my god.
So I was like super buzzed about that. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe like I must actually be pretty good at this.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought, you know, it's that old, like, OnlyFans debate. It's like, do we do the professional porn or do we just stay on OnlyFans? But I don't know. I think I'm still doing well on OnlyFans even though I've done porn. So I thought, why not? Like, it's only going to, you know, keep me relevant, I guess, if I'm, like, working. So I'm definitely wanting to do more. Yeah.
Who would you want to... Any dream... people you want to shoot with?
People that I want to work with? Not really. I mean, obviously there's like, you know, big stars over in America, but I haven't really done enough like research into everything. But I guess for now in Europe, I'd like to do like the big ones like Vixen, Tushy, Slade, Blacked. I'd like to work with those companies. As far as performers, I'm not sure. I'll just...
Yeah.
You don't get to pick...
No.
You don't get to pick, so,
I've had people ask me before, they're like, oh, who's your, like, dream porn star? Or, like, who's a porn star you love? I was like, I actually don't really know many. I think, like, you know, sort of old school one. Oh, not old school, because they're, like, she's probably, like, same age as me, like, Riley Reid or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, recently, I was like, I was like, when I watch porn, I normally just watch, like, amateur shit. Like, you know, or, like... Yeah, I know obviously loads of OnlyFans people, but I don't know of many like pro.
I actually don't watch like proper porn. I watch like cartoons. I think because I'm a porn star, it doesn't turn me on because I know it's all fake. So I'm like,
do you know what I watched the other day? Goblin porn. I did see some. I saw someone like Pornhub, and I was I was like, okay, I'll watch it, and it was like goblin breeding, and it was like really weird.
Oh, that doesn't even sound legal.
It was animated. It wasn't like real, because goblins don't exist. But I was like, I did watch it, and I was like, am I into this? I don't know.
Oh, I'd love to do. What is the website called?
There's one where they specialize in like quite hardcore kink stuff with like tentacles and laying eggs and all this kind of stuff. I'd love to do something wacky like that, like really sci-fi and wacky and cool. Yeah, and I'd like to also do something like the English Mansion, you know, where I'm a dom. Because this is, interestingly, a lot of the professional, well, in fact, 100% of the professional porn that I've done so far, I haven't been dom. I've been...
Okay.
Yeah, whereas I think, like, I'm very dom in my everyday kind of life. So I guess it would be cool to do dom stuff as well. But I guess I'm a switch, because it really depends, like... I can definitely submit as well, which I tend to do on this on set. But yeah, I did a bunch of porn in Budapest last year. The scenes haven't come out yet.
Okay.
And it was interesting because going back to what we were saying before, like about not even knowing who you're going to be working with. Like I literally turned up on set. I had no idea who I was working with.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like obviously, I was told like before who, you know, the names and stuff, but. You just kind of turn up, don't you? And you're like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
So you're going to be fucking me today.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Like, one of the guys I was working with has no social media presence as well, so it's not like I could even, like, look him up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Yeah, I feel like that made me really nervous. Does it make you nervous?
No.
No, you just like,
yeah. Not at all. I was more nervous of coming on the podcast than I am to go and do a professional. Honestly. Like, maybe I should be doing this naked and I would feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am pretty, like, yeah, I guess my content, I don't know where it could have gone today. I could have gone something really weird and been like, Lana, this is what
we're still
doing.
Have time. We've got the props. Yeah. We've got...
I've got to ask you this because I feel like this is something people always want to know from OnlyFans creators.
Mm-hmm.
What's your weirdest requests? What is the weirdest thing you've ever been asked to do and you're like, wow, that is kind of weird?
Farting is a little bit out there.
Had a lot of farting requests recently.
Yeah.
But
it's so easy. I remember my first ever farting custom, I actually waited until I needed to fart, and then I was like, and then if I farted and I forgot to film it, I'd be like, damn, I forgot.
I just lost money.
And then I realized that all you need to do is get, you know, like a douche for when you douche, for when you get ill. Like, just squirt air up your ass and then you can fart on command.
Oh, top tip.
Top tip.
For everyone who's always wanted to fart on command.
For all of my fart enthusiasts out there. Eyes open underwater. So I recently did a video, because I was getting a few requests for like underwater stuff.
Oh.
I did a video
underwater. Yeah.
It's one of my best selling videos on
that
ManyVids.
So weird.
And I wasn't even 100% sure how it was going to go down, but it sold like loads.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't realize. That's not one I've like really heard of.
It's a, yeah. Yeah. But the number one request that I get is things to do with Celtic tops.
Right.
So obviously I'm a Rangers fan, the big rival Celtic. I get a lot of Celtic fans that want me to degrade, spit on, cut up, rip up, piss on Celtic tops, and I will never do it because I feel like it's crossing a line, potentially.
Wow.
So I don't want to be seen as like a hateful, kind of instigating hatred. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I play on the rivalry a lot. But I don't want to be seen as like hateful or sectarian.
So
I don't do anything really degrading towards the Celtic tops.
Also, you would be getting through so many tops.
Like, yeah, exactly. There's no way in hell I'm buying a Celtic top. Like, I'm putting money in that club. No way.
Yeah.
I've had people send me them though. Like, I've got one. I do have a Celtic top in my house. Oh, God. You know, all my Rangers fans are going to cancel me now. But no, I've got one in my house which has got Sissy on the back.
Right, okay.
Which one of my slaves bought and had customised. So we keep it in the house for filming the old firm videos. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the weirdest... I've had a couple weird ones where I was... This was like not on OnlyFans. I feel like people on OnlyFans are quite vanilla. Like, I don't get too many. I think I used to like sell my underwear on a website like years ago. I can't even remember what the website was called, but I'd get a lot of weird requests on there. And I remember one was just like, wear trainers and clothes and just like step on a bunch of gummy sweets. Like, that was just it. I was just like stepping on gummy sweets, wasn't saying anything, wasn't it? Just like,
that's like giantess fetish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit yeah, it's a, and it's like a smushing smushing thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I remember I also had one where someone was like, can you blow up a balloon till it pops? And I was like, that's actually kind of impossible. I can't really do that. Like,
like you're sat there, yeah, like, out of breath, Roger.
Yeah, that probably, I'd probably like pass out. Yeah,
that's probably what they're like.
Yeah,
you just have a pin like hidden somewhere. Like,
that's a good idea. Okay, so that
my might.
Yes. So pin in a balloon and then douche up the bum for farting. These are all great tools that people will definitely need to learn for their general life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need to fart on command and pretend we just burst a balloon. Useful life skills.
Yeah. But honestly, the dick ratings is the number one thing that I get asked to do. Ratings, yeah. It's always dick ratings, literally, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Men, don't mean to generalise men. Sorry to the man in the room. Men like to talk about their cocks, I think, guys. Or they like to sort of think about them.
Yeah.
If you're a man and you had a cock, what do you think would be the first thing you'd do?
Take photos of it and send it to an OnlyFans girl to rate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I would pee everywhere. I was like, get.
I do that anyway. All over my slaves. Like, open your mouth.
I would just, I think I would just aim it sort of around the place. Because, of course, mine would be huge if I had a penis.
So, you know what I always think looks really hot is like, you know, guys when they use a flashlight.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's like hot to watch, but like I think it'd be, feel nice to use a flashlight.
I just, well, so somebody, I was thinking about this the other day because somebody sent me a video on OnlyFans. I was doing like a rating situation and I'd requested a video and they sent me a video of fucking a flashlight and I looked at it and like I was like, I don't know, that kind of looks hot. Like, to me, that looks hot. I don't know.
Like, you want to do it.
Yeah, like, I was like, yeah. I wish I had a dick so I could see what that felt like. Like, because, you know, it's literally, like, a made pussy. Like, it's made to feel good. Like,
or I'd like
it put, must feel so great.
I would definitely put mine in, like, a melon or something. Like, see what that feels like. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna feel as good as a specifically made
It also like, yeah, I don't know if it might get like, yeah. Also, I don't want to like promote food waste. So as long as you ate it afterwards, then it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Or
fed it to a willing participant.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. And you'd probably find one. So. I have my followers. There's a running theme. A lot of my followers have a lot of issues.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is why they watch my content, because they've got issues. And I asked some of them to send in some of their dating issues. Okay.
Dating issues.
Yeah. And so I thought maybe we could try and answer some of them and give some advice. So, actually, one of them is from a woman. A woman sent this in, like a woman talking about men. So it's not just, a lot of the ones I get sent in is like, oh my, I want to get my dick wet. But this is a woman. Yeah, okay. So she says, crying over a guy who has severe commitment issues, says he wants me but can't act like it. What would you say to her?
Sorry, so she's crying over a guy with commitment issues. He says that he wants her, but
he's not showing it. Like, in his actions.
He's not showing it in his actions, but okay, but he is... Are they together? No.
This sounds like a situationship to me.
I think actions speak louder than words, definitely. So, if it is a case that he's not showing you his actions, so, like, if he is being unreliable, like, if you're asking him to be there at a certain time for something because it means a lot to you or something like that, regardless of whether you're in a committed relationship or not, like, even if on a friendship level, like friends should be reliable. So that's what I judge men on.
Yeah.
Is how reliable, how much I can rely on somebody to be there to help me out or whatever, or if it's something that means a lot to me, or just even if you're, you know, you've planned to hang out and watch like Netflix and chill, like if you say come for 7 because we're gonna eat food together, don't turn up at midnight and then like so if that happens I would just cancel it completely. I would be like, no, well if you're late, you're late, that's it, fuck off, you're not coming in. But yeah, I think girls sometimes kind of have a habit of not generalizing all girls, but sometimes girls will like let guys get away with stuff, and then obviously you need to show with your actions that you're not going to put up with that behavior. So
should she get a gimp?
I mean, that could solve a few problems. Apart from gimps are the same, you need to be able to rely on them. So it's the same, like if the gimp is not coming when they say they are, then I wouldn't give them more than like one chance or two chances.
It is the old saying, you always need a reliable gimp. That is,
but gimps are great because you don't have to like, you don't really have to do anything to them, like you just make them do all the things that you want.
Yeah.
And then if they were to be like, oh well, I want this, you'd be like, you're a gimp, you have got no say in anything.
Yeah,
so shut up, like get on the fucking floor and start cleaning again. You know, so that's the great thing about having a gimp. So I definitely recommend that any girl has one. Yeah, they are very helpful. And like, if you are having boyfriend trouble and you are a little bit heartbroken and you don't want to be on your own, then your gimp will keep you company.
Oh my God.
They'll serve you drinks, make your food.
Oh my God, you cracked the code.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Christ, yeah. Definitely gonna, after this, I'm gonna traipse the streets of London and find myself a gimp, I think.
Sounds really safe.
Yeah. Would highly recommend everyone else do that. So this one's a bit, me and my girlfriend have been dating for a year and I still don't know how to tell her I have herpes.
Doesn't everyone have herpes?
Well, yeah, we all carry something.
No, but
we?
I'm pretty sure, like in today's life, like young people who are sexually active, like I'm pretty sure everyone has it, or everyone carries it, or
something like that.
Yeah, just some people are really unlucky and they have like outbreaks all the time.
Yeah, my mom actually has outbreaks of it. Like, yeah,
I know somebody in the industry that gets outbreaks all the time, and I'm like, that's so sad. Like,
yeah.
So I guess if you're someone that has outbreaks all the time, like, you're going to have to bring it up, aren't you?
Yeah.
We should probably bring it up anyway.
He obviously doesn't get them that often if they've been dating for a year and he hasn't said... Yeah. Surely you can't hide it, can you?
No. And just, you can't pass it on unless you're in an outbreak. So, but I mean, I just assume everyone fucking has it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things in the porn industry, like... like the dirty secret of the porn industry, everyone has herpes but no one speaks about it. But honestly, I don't even think it's just the porn industry, like all young people, like, okay, I shouldn't say all, but
I
don't think it's like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about it or ashamed about it, like people use it as like an insult and a dirty word, and it really isn't. It's literally just a thing that,
yeah,
like people have. If you're unlucky enough to get a outbreak all the time, then yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I don't. I don't know. I can't give any advice on that. But how would you tell a partner? Oh, God, I don't know. Why are you asking me the hard question?
Dr. Lana, how should he treat his herpes?
Just don't make it a big deal.
Just by surprise.
Or maybe wait until you're on an outbreak and they'll be like, babe, what the fuck's happened to my dick?
Oh my God, that's actually quite a good idea. Yeah, I'd
be like, oh my God, what is this? What is this? And then the girl might be like, oh no, don't worry, babe, it's fine. You're just having a little herpes outbreak.
Yeah.
I get them too. You know, she might have it too. You just don't know because you haven't spoke about it.
That is good advice, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. So, another one is women hate me.
You probably deserve it.
Yeah. Have you tried being less of a loser? I don't know. What
the common factor here, like the common denominator here, in every single girl hates you, that you are the common denominator. Like, there is a problem with you.
Yeah, it might be a you issue.
Yeah, I would say so. If every single girl hates you.
Yeah.
Was there any more context?
No, it's just women hate me. I think I would say to him, I would say, maybe try and get some hobbies. I don't know, like, try and be a bit more, like, of a well-rounded individual, maybe. You know, like, have interests. And then you might make yourself more interesting.
But what if he gets, like... What if he's just, like, really hardcore interested in something, like, really lame, though?
Like Warhammer and
it makes girls hate him even more.
Yeah. No, I'm only joking. No, if you're passionate about something, it makes you sexy, because passion is sexy.
Yeah.
He could be passionate about knitting, but as long as he's really passionate about it, like, I think girls will kind of be... They'll be like, what? You don't want to go to the cinema with me? You want to go to a knitting club?
Yeah.
Okay, well, fine. Let's... go out and shag some more. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh my
girls
God.
Girls love that. Mm. They love that shit.
You're good at this. You're good at advice, I think. And also, make sure you shower regularly. That's always good. That's always a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's like number one is like look at yourself and look at, you know, if there's... Smell yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yourself. Make sure all is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, weirdly enough, the episode we had before, we just filmed with the other guest, we mentioned he believes he shouldn't have to taste his own cum. Do you think men should taste their own cum at some point?
I think they all have. And if they say they haven't, they're lying.
Oh, so this is a
call like when
now.
People say it's like when people say they don't pick their nose. Surely everyone picks their nose now and again.
So, yeah. So... this is a call out to any men that have said they've never tasted their own cum.
You have.
You're a liar.
You have. Whether you have a fetish for it or not, you have done it.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that.
Even, like, by accident.
By accident.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe just, like, shoot.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Accidents happen. Yeah.
I've done that before.
Right.
Not with semen, but
the
female equivalent.
That'd be a shock.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Gone, yeah. And I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting it to go
in my face and into my mouth.
Yeah, so you never know what might happen. I mean, if I was a man and I had penis, I would definitely. I would try.
Would you
weeing into my own mouth?
You try and wee in your mouth and spunk in your mouth.
Yeah,
all probably. The bodily fluids.
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
Yeah. Someone else has said, me being in my 30s and women in their 30s not knowing what they want still. I mean, that's...
Sorry, so the guy's in his 30s and he's saying that girls in their 30s don't know
what they want. And he says he doesn't know what he wants. So he just sounds
confused. This sounds like an impossible situation.
Yeah.
A man that doesn't know what he wants and a woman that doesn't know what she wants. Well, then you can't decide on
what you want. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess just keep shagging until you figure it out.
I would say try some hobbies. Yeah. More hobbies. Hobbies always help everything. If ever I say someone's having an issue, just try a new hobby. And when you have a hobby, you might find more of what you want.
Is this a girlfriend and a boyfriend, or is this just...
No, I think he's just generalising people in general. Like,
oh, so like, what advice would you give to men and women who don't know what they want? Okay. Yeah, so I agree with you. Trying hobbies. I recently... went to Thailand, as I told you, and I did scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally did scuba diving for like a try dive. It's called a try dive.
Okay.
And I loved it so much that I changed the rest of my trip, went to an island called Koh Tao, and I did a qualification in I did like a course in scuba diving. And then I came home back to Scotland, realized that there's a dive place like 10 minutes from where I live, and now I'm going to be doing it here, and I've like started to meet new friends, and it's quite difficult as an adult to meet friends, and they're friends that aren't in the industry, because I've got loads of friends in the industry, obviously, but this is like,
you definitely
real
want,
people,
yeah.
Civilians,
yeah.
And
I was having this conversation with one of my friends the other day, and I was like, yeah, it's just crazy how having a hobby has like opened up all this for me as an adult. So yeah, from experience, definitely try doing different things, because you have no idea whether you try something and it's going to change your life. Like,
yeah, I've Diamond definitely has made, for me, like, friends as an adult through hobbies. It's definitely a good thing to do. Yeah, so use a douche in your ass if you need to fart and get more hobbies.
Yeah,
I think that's a good message.
Yeah
Okay, so I think that's kind of mostly what we have time for today.
Okay.
But can you tell the people where they can, like, I mean, I'll put all your links down below, but, you know, where they can find you, what you're doing. I mean, you know.
Okay, so my main socials are Lana Wolf UK on everything, pretty much. Yeah, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Lana Wolf XXX on Twitter, if you're over 18.
Yeah.
And OnlyFans, Lana Wolf. Many vids, Lana Wolf. Lana Wolf, Google me. You'll find some interesting stuff.
And have you got any parting messages for the Gimps and the Simps at home? Anything you think they should know?
Subscribe to me.
Yeah.
I will look after you.
Yeah. and we're also going to...
Wolf Manor beckons.
We're also going to film something today, aren't we?
Yes,
so,
we are.
So, yeah. So, keep an eye out for that.
I have got a suitcase full of lube, latex, and dildos. Including my big strap-on.
Oh, I thought we were going to play Scrabble.
Oh, well, you thought wrong.
What have I got myself into?
Maybe some Naked Twister.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to play a game.
yeah, I mean, we could like play Monopoly or something. Like,
naked, I mean, we could, yeah, film it.
I don't know if anyone would watch it, but...
Like, it's like 3 hours long.
Yeah. I'm just out for fuck's sake. It's like Park Street. Fucking hell. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me today,
thank you for
Lana.
Having me.
It's been a pleasure having you, and goodbye to everyone at home.
Bye.
Bye. Like and subscribe. Bye.